Today's daf is Pesachim daf Yudalid, and we are at the Mishnah, five lines from the top of daf Yudalid Amir Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refu shalema. The Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, Manuela bas Chana, and Avram ben Shanaz. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Zev ben Rab Avram HaKoyen, and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim, Rab Moshe Chayim. So we're at the beginning of a new sugya. In fact, one of the great digressions of all time, one of the most famous sugyas in Shas, the sugya of Rav Chanina Sgan HaKayanim. So from a super high level, the sugya of Rav Chanina Sgan HaKayanim deals with the halachas of Tumah and Tahira. And the truth is that there's a lot of Tahiris in Mishnayos, but not a lot of Tahiris in Gemara. You obviously have the Dafin and Masechtas Nida, sugyas in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos regarding the Yud Ches Dvarim, parak Arva Roitev and Masechta Chulin, a lot of dafin in the end of Masechta Nazir deal with halachos of aholos, but perhaps the most famous tahiris sugya in Shas is the sugya of Rav Chanina Sgan HaKoyanim. It's a week. It's intimidating, although it's not as hard as it seems, but it certainly requires an introduction. Now, the truth is, to introduce, say, the Tyrus is impossible. But what we'll do, Be'ezus Hashem, is mini introductions to each daf and try to go through some of the yesoidos that are pertinent to that individual daf. So we know that not all Tumah was created equally. Meaning, there are different sources of Tumah, and depending on the source of Tumah, that determines and that dictates what the nature of the Tumah is going to be. So what are some of the sources of Tumah? A mace, a dead human being, is Tumah. A nevela, a dead animal, is Tumah. A sheretz, although it's not all shratzim, only Shmoyne shratzim, and even then it's only the corpse, it's only the nevela of the Shmoyne shratzim. A woman that's a nida is tameh, a zav, a zava, a balkeri, a metzayra. These are all examples of tumah. Now, as it relates to tumah, leiroi zekeroi zeva, leiroi zekeroi zeh. However, atzad ashava shabahen is that if anything comes in contact with tumah, that thing is now going to be tumah. Another important yisoid is that as tumah spreads, as tumah transmits, the level of the tumah weakens. It gets diluted, so to speak. So the source of Tumah is referred to by Chazal as an Ava Tumah. Just like a father is the patriarch in the family. So the source of the Tumah, he's the father, he's the Mashpia. This is the thing that's being Mashpia the Tumah. So a Nevela is an Ava Tumah. A Sheretz is an Ava Tumah. A Nida, a Mitzayra, these are all Ava Isa Tumah. If something comes in contact with in Ava Tumah, it becomes Tumah. However, its level of Tumah is somewhat weaker. It's referred to as a Rishon L'Toma. If a Rishon L'Toma comes in contact with something, that something is now going to become a Sheni L'Toma. If a Sheni L'Toma comes in contact with something, that's going to be a Shlishi L'Toma. If a Shlishi L'Toma comes in contact with something, it'll become a Revi L'Toma. What happens if a Revi L'Toma comes in contact with something? It's over. There's no such thing as a Chamishi L'Toma. But the point is that these labels, Ava Toma, Rishon L'Toma, Sheni L'Toma, Shlishi L'Toma, Revi L'Toma, they obviously have impact in halacha, but if you, from the perspective of understanding the Tumah, they're indicative of the level, of the echos, of the quality of the Tumah. So a Rishon L'Tumah qualitatively is stronger than a Sheni. A Sheni is stronger than a Shlishi, and a Shlishi is going to be stronger than a Revi. An Ava Tumah, which is the source of Tumah, has the ability to metame everything. So if a person comes in contact with an Ava Tumah, the person's going to be Tame. If a keli comes in contact with the Ava Tumah, the keli is going to be Tame. If Oichlin and Mashkim come in contact with the Ava Tumah, they are going to be Tame as well. However, once you get beyond an Ava Tumah, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, those things, although they have the ability to further transmit Tumah, however, they're limited in terms of the scope and the capacity that they have to transmit Tumah. So, for example, a Rishon L'Tumah could only be Metama Oichlin U'Mashkin. If a Rishon L'Tumah comes in contact with Oichlin U'Mashkin, it would make the Oichlin U'Mashkin into a Sheni L'Tumah. A Sheni L'Tumah could also only be Metama Oichlin U'Mashkin. However, it's limited because a Sheni L'Tumah can't be metama oichlin u'mashkin that are chulin. A sheni l'tumah could only be metama oichlin u'mashkin that are either truma or kachem. If a sheni l'tumah is metama truma or kachem, it makes it into a shlishi l'tumah. A shlishi l'tumah has the ability to make a revi l'tumah. When? If it comes in contact with oichlen u'mashkin, and even then, only oichlen u'mashkin that are kachin. Meaning, a sheni latoma could be metama truma and kachin and make it into a shlishi latoma. A shlishi latoma, because it's weaker, doesn't have the ability to be metama truma anymore. Because truma, as much as it's kaddish, but it's less kaddish than kachin. What it could be metame is kachin. So again, an avatoma from a high level, there are exceptions to these rules, but an avatoma could be metame everything. If when it's metame everything, it makes it into a rishon latoma. A rishon latoma could only be metame oichlen u'mashkin, but even oichlen u'mashkin that are chulin, it makes it into a sheni latoma. A sheni latoma can't be metame chulin anymore. Rather, it could only be metame oichlen u'mashkin that are either truma or kachin. It makes them into a shlishi latoma. A shlishi latoma can't even be metama truma. It certainly can't be metama chulin. What can it be metama? It can be metama kachin. Which means, if you put this in different words, if somebody tells you, I have a keli, and the keli is a sheni latoma. It's not possible. You can't have a keli that's a sheni latoma. Why not? Because a rishon latoma is what creates a sheni latoma, and it could only be metama eichlon u'mashkin. If somebody tells you, I have a bagel, it's food, it's chulin, and it's shlishi latoma. He's lying. It's not possible. You can't have chulin that's going to be a shlishi latoma. If somebody tells you, I have truma and it's a revi'i latoma, it's not possible. Only kachin could be a revi'i latoma. There's no such thing as truma being a revi'i latoma. The bottom line is that the idea of avatoma, rishon latoma, sheni latoma, shlishi latoma, revi'i latoma are obviously very important. This is Tahiris 101, and it's certainly very important in terms of understanding the sugyas in Rab Chanina Skana Kayanim. How does tuma get transmitted? So that varies as well. Maga, if somebody touches tuma, so that's the old-fashioned way, obviously that person, that thing is going to become tuma. There's certain tuma that have the ability to be metama b'masa. There's certain tuma that have the ability to be metama behesed. A mace is metama, even ba'oil. A zav, a zava, a yoledes, a nida, they have the special tuma of mishkav u'moishav. There's tumas evan mesama and some more obscure types of ways of transmitting tuma that you find throughout Shas. But again, there's different ways for tuma to be transmitted, and depending on how the tuma was transmitted, that too will dictate the halacha. Just one final point, and that is, so now somebody or something is tuma. So how do you mitahir that tuma? So there too, it varies depending on what the nature of the tum is. So that's going to determine what the tahira process is going to be. Now, one thing, all things that are tummy have in common, mikvah. So if somebody is tummy, at some point he's going to have to go to the mikvah. Not just that, Harif Shemesh, he's going to have to wait for the sun to set. So if somebody goes to the mikvah in 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he doesn't become tahir right away. Rather, he would have to wait until the sun sets. Stating that, as we're going to see already in today's daf, even though he doesn't become tahir right away, but once somebody that's tummy goes to the mikvah, qualitatively, the level of the tuma weakens a little bit. He's still tame, because until the sun sets, he's going to be tame. However, the nature of the tuma is not on the same level as it was before he went to the mikvah. Just from a lumdis perspective, you could look at it as a miktsas tahira. He now gets a new name. His label, his stigma, now is going to be that he's a tful yoim, and a tful yoim has a very special place in halacha as it relates to. So what's a tful yoim? Tful yoim is somebody that was tummy, whatever the tumma was, he went to the mikvah, however the sun didn't set yet. And until Harif Shemesh, brachas daf beis, mishasha kiyanim nechnasim lechel betrumasim, which is seisak echavim, until that point, he's still going to be tummy on some level. Not on the level where that he was before he went to the mikvah, however he's still going to be tummy on some level, he's going to be treated at the very least as a tful yoim. There's certain people that their tumma is so intense that even after they go to the mikvah, even after the sun already sets, it says akechavim, you could say kriyish mashal arvis, but at the same time, they're still tummy until they bring a carbon. They're what's known as a mechusik ipurim. So until they bring the carbon, even after they go to the mikvah, even after the Harif Shemesh, although they're tummy, obviously, qualitatively less so than before the mikvah, before the Harif Shemesh, but they're still tummy. And in order for them to be completely tar, they would have to bring a carbon. Of course, the most extreme, fast forwarding to the end, is a mace. If somebody becomes tummy because they came in contact with a mace, in order for him to be tar, it's not enough for him to go to a mikvah, but you need the ashes of the Parah Aduma, which is why we're all tummy today, with Davinenu Arav, because we don't have the Parah Aduma. And unless you have the Parah Aduma, you're inevitably going to be tummy Tomas mace. So again, as it relates to the introduction to the Sugyur of Chanina Skana Kayanim, it's really Say the Tyrus, but every sugya requires its own little bits of pieces of information, but from a super high level, this is the gist of of the basic halachas of Tyrus. And on that note, one of the most famous Mishnayos in Shas. Look, the Mishnah, Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim Oymer. Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim said, so who was Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim? So Bezus Hashem, that will be a raid by it in the coming Daffin. But for now, Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim said, Mimeim Shal Koyhanim Loi Nimnu Milistroi Vesabasa Shenidma Mivlada Tomah. He reported what took place in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. He lived during Bayesheni, and he said that when I saw the Beis HaMikdash, I can tell you, Kehanim, they weren't careful, meaning they had no problem to burn Basar Kachim, that was Tameh. What type of Tomah? It came in contact with a Vlad HaTomah. So what's a Vlad HaTomah? Anything that's not an Avatomah is a Vlad HaTomah. So the Avatomah is the source of Tomah. Anything that's tome because it came in contact with a source of tome, rishon, sheni, shlishi, revi, would all go under the general heading of a vlada tome. So Reb Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim said that the Kehanim had no problem taking a vlada tome, let's say a rishon l'tome, and burn it together im habasa shenitma ba'ava tome, and burn it together with tome or with meat that came in contact with an avatoma, and the wreath, and the chiddush was afal pisha meisif and tumah al tumasai, that even though by doing that they were being meisif tumah at the time that it was being burnt, meaning they took something that was more tameh, we'll see the specifics of it in the Gemara, and something that was less tameh, and they burnt it together. So you would have thought that maybe they shouldn't be able to do that. And the reason is because they're being metamer basar kachim. And now let it be metamer basar kachim. Afal pikein, said Reb Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim, the Koyhanim had no problem doing this. This is something that they did. Now, the background to this halach, Rab Chanina's kind of Koyhanim, is that it's also to be metame kachim. Right? You're not allowed to take kachim and make it tame. It's learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Korach. It's a pasuk that's actually talking about truma. And the pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem al Aharon, Vani hinei nasati l'chas mishmeres trumoisoi, l'chal kachim b'nei Yisrael, l'chal nesatim l'mashchu l'vanech l'chal koyhan. Either way, the pasuk says, Vani hinei nasati l'chas mishmeres trumoisoi. The pasuk should have said, "Vani hine nasati l'cha es trumoisai." What does it mean as mishmeres trumoisai? So Rashi says, "Shata tzorich l'shamran b'tahara." There's a din that you have to watch truma, and certainly you have to watch kachim b'tahara. See, you're not let it be metame kachim. So Chinas Kana Kehanim said, even though you're not let it be metame kachim, if the Kehanim had kachim that were possible anyways, kachim that was anyways tame, and they had to burn it now, why? Because that's what you do with kachim that's tame. So they had to burn it, so they would take all the kachim that was tame, they would burn it together, just make one big fire, and together they would burn it. What's the chiddush? The different levels of tumah. So it could be you're being moisif tumah on the tumah. If I have something that's a sheni l'tumah, and I'm going to burn it together with something that's a rishon l'tumah, so now the rishon l'tumah is maybe going to be moisif tumah on the sheni l'tumah. Again, we'll see all about this in the Gemara. But the point is, you're being moisif tumah. Kamash malan, that even though it's true, you're not allowed to be moisif tumah. But over here, you're burning it anyways. See, anyways, burning, what difference does it make? Bishas the sreifa, I care that I'm being moisif tumah. Vani hinei nesati l'chas meshmeres tru moisai. That's ordinarily, you can't go ahead and be metam akachim. But being that this was being done in the context of anyways burning it, so Reb Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim, without getting into the lumdus of why this is okay, he just reported. He said, from the days of the Kehanim, I could tell you what went on in Bayesheni. No one ever had a problem doing this. Hoysef, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said that I'll be Moisef. But Omar, he said, Mimeim Shal Kehanim. Rabbi Akiva wasn't a Kayan. Kiva was a Ben Gerim. But he said, I'll tell you what I've heard and reported, not an eyewitness report, but obviously aid me PA. He said, but I'll tell you what went on in the Beis HaMikdash. In the event that there was oil that was truma, that became possible because it came in contact with a tful yoin, the Kohanim would burn that oil. Again, this is oil that's truma, that's possible, can't do anything with it. What you have to do with it is burn it, and they would burn it b'ner shenitma b'tamei meis, inside a ner, a candlestick. Right? Whenever Chazal referred to a ner ishu beisai, what they mean is the candlestick. They don't mean the candle, the actual light. They mean the candelabra. So they would have no problem burning it inside a ner that became tamei tumas meis. And again, afal pisha meisif and tumal tumas, even though they were being meisif tumah, but being that they were burning the shemen, so they didn't care so much that you were being meisif tumah on the Shemin Shal Truma. What was Rabbi Akiva being Moisef? So again, we'll see all that this in the Gemara. Amram Meir. So Amram Meir said, Midevreim Lamanu. From what Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim said, and from what Rabbi Akiva said, we can deduce the following. And that is, Shesarf in Truma Tahira in Matmeya B'Pesach. And this is why the sugya of Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim is in the first parak of Masechtas Pesachim. This is the segue. So you see from here that you are allowed to burn Chametz of Truma, Tahira,
together with chametz of truma tameh. Ordinarily, you're not allowed to burn truma. Why would you burn it? But now you have, it's Erev Pesach, and you can't, you have a mitzvah strefas chametz. You're going to have to burn truma tahira. So if the question is, can I burn truma tahira together with truma tameh? What would be the reason not to? Because I'm being metama the truma tahira. So I'm being metama the truma tahira. So based on that, you would think it's not okay. But said Rav Meir, from what I was mekabel from Rabbi Chanina Skanu Kayan, and what I heard from my greatest Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, they both said that in the Beis HaMikdash, weren't careful. That even though you're not allowed to be moisef tumah on kachim, but at the same time, the shas reifah, they weren't sensitive, they didn't care. Let's burn all the tumah together. I wouldn't mean, maybe I'm being moisef tumah. Doesn't matter. They would take the shemichal truma that was possible and they would burn it in a ner that maybe was being moisef tumah. They didn't care about that either. So if that's the case as it relates to tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, the same luchura should be true as it relates to chametz truma ta'ira together with chametz truma ta'ira. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Eina hi hamido. I disagree. Okay, what does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara. And then he added, and he said, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Amoida, who's Rabbi Lezer? Who's Rabbi Yeshua? What is this comment to the Mishnah? Again, everything will be explained in the Gemara. No, Rabbi Yossi said, I disagree with what Rabbi Meir said. Then when it comes to burning Truma Tahira and Truma Tmei on Erev Pesach, you have to make two separate bonfires, and you have to burn them separately. I'm not Nechleku. I wasn't there in Machleikas, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Again, what is this Machleikas? We don't know yet. The question was, are you allowed to take Truma that's Tamei and burn it together with Truma that's a Suffolk? It might be Tamei, it might be Tar. Rabbi Lezer, I mean, to serve Zulas and Zulas, Rabbi Lezer said you have to do them both individually. Rabbi Yeshua said that you could do them both together. Bottom line, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayanim said that Mimeyam Shal Kayhanim Loy Nimnu Mi Listro, if the Kayhanim never had a problem to take Basar Shenitma Bevlad HaTomah, to take Basar that came in contact with a Vlad HaTomah and burn it together with Basar that Shenitma Ba'av HaTomah that came in contact with a Rishon LaTomah. With an avatoma, what's the chiddush? Afapisha ma'isif and tomal tomal say. Even though by burning them together, you're really being ma'isif tomal atoma. All right, so let's analyze Rabbi Chinas Kanakiyam's halacha a little bit better. What does it mean, basa that came in contact with a vlad atoma? A vlad atoma is probably a rishon atoma. Meaning, the Av HaTomah is the source of the Tomah. So you would think, and this is what the Gemara thinks initially, although we'll see in the course of the Gemara another possibility, but the thought is that the Vlad HaTomah is probably a Rishon LaTomah. So if you have Basar that was Nitma B'Vlad HaTomah, that means Basar that came in contact with the Rishon LaTomah. If Basar comes in contact with the Rishon LaTomah, what level of Tomah is it? It's a Sheni LaTomah, right? That's easy. Basa that was nitma ba'avatoma means what? You have an avatoma. Basa came in contact with the avatoma. It's by definition a rishon latoma. So essentially, what Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayana was saying in English is that they would take basa that's a sheni latoma and they would burn it together with basa that was a rishon latoma. And he said it was very big chiddush. Why? Afal pisha ma'isifin toma al tomasa. Now think about it for a second. What are you doing? When the basa that's a rishon latoma comes in contact with the basa that's a sheni latoma, you're being moistif toma on the basa that's a sheni latoma. Why? It just came in contact with a Rishon Latoma. What happens if Basar comes in contact with a Rishon Latoma? It becomes a Sheni Latoma. So how are you Maisef Toma Al Tomas? Like, this piece of meat woke up in the morning a Sheni Latoma. Now it came in contact with a Rishon Latoma. You shouldn't be able to do that. You're being Maisef Toma Al Tomas. Like, the Teretz is Rab Chanin Eskana Kayanim's Chiddush. What was his chiddush? It's not a problem. You Maisef Kayanim, they didn't care. Why? Abba Pish Maisef Toma Al Tomas because you're doing it B'Shas Reifa. What's the chiddush? What, that the Sheni Latoma came in contact with the Rishon Latoma? When the Sheni Latoma comes in contact with the Rishon Latoma, it becomes a Sheni Latoma Tzimtzveitin Mo, right? Pun intended. So you weren't Moisef any Toma, it's Vaita, the same Sheni Latoma. So what's the problem? Fake Tomar Mechti, Basar, Shin, Vlad HaTomah, Mai Havi, Shin. When we say Basar that came in contact with a Vlad HaTomah, what it means, L'chayri, is Basar came in contact with a Rishon Latoma. If that's the case, what is it? It's a Sheni Latoma. You sort of Hadi Basar, Shin, Vlad HaTomah, which means that if you burn it together with Basar that came in contact with an Avatomah, Mai Havi, Sheni, it's Vaita. Gonna be a sheni, and if that's the case, sheni v'sheni hu, my moisef loy tuma al tumasoy. So how exactly were you being moisef any tuma? That's the Gemara's first kasha. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said you have to say hocha bevlad vlad askinon. You have to say that what Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayhanim was reporting, because otherwise it really wouldn't be newsworthy, is that the Kayhanim didn't have a problem taking basa that was nitma not with a vlad atoma, but with the vlad of a vlad atoma. A Vlad HaTomah being the Rishon LaTomah, the Vlad of the Vlad HaTomah being a Sheni LaTomah, which means the Basa that they took was really a Shlishi LaTomah, the Havaleh Shlishi. That's already a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? That they would take Basa that was a Shlishi LaTomah and burn it together with Basa that was nitma ba'ava toma, meaning basa that was a rishon latoma. So you're taking a shlishi latoma and you're burning it together with a rishon latoma. Now you're being moisef toma al tomasa. Why? Because now the shlishi latoma is becoming a sheni latoma. It woke up in the morning a shlishi latoma. Now you just burnt it together with a rishon latoma. When a rishon comes in contact with basar, it makes it into a sheni latoma. If that's the case, so that's already a very big chiddush. And what is the punchline? What is the chiddush? Because sova shlishi mutalasai sheni, and that's Rav Chinas Kehanim's chiddush. His chiddush was is that you're allowed to be moisif toma ala toma. You can take a shlishi latoma, make it into a sheni latoma, as long as it's being done in the context of burning this kachim that is anyways tummy. I'll befreak the gemara. I have another problem. I mean, Rav Chinas Kehanim was saying a very big chiddush. That mimeim shel kehanim, they had no problem taking basar. Now that we understand what Rav Chinas Kehanim meant, that's a shlishi latoma, and burn it together with a rishon latoma. Why would you think it's a problem? Because the rishon latoma is going to make the shlishi latoma now into a sheni latoma. Kamashma, it's not going to be an issue. Now, how would the basar that's a rishon latoma make the basar that's a shlishi latoma into a sheni latoma? Through contact, right? That's what's happening. You're burning them together. They're going to come in contact with each other. But the Gemara asks, there's a halacha that says, oichel cannot be metama oichel. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, yochel ye oichel metama oichel. I would think that oichel can be metama oichel. Tamaloy, the pasuk says, v'chiyutan mayim al zera, v'nofam min avlasam alav, tamehu lachem. That pasuk is a very important pasuk in Seder Tyrus. In fact, it's the premise to Masechtas Machshirim. It's the halacha that says that the only time food can become tameh, if it comes in contact with toma, is if it was first huchshel v'kabel toma. So first, it would have become wet by one of the Zayim Mashkins, and even then, the owner of the food would have had it been tefriden about the fact that it became wet. But either way, that's what the pasuk says. If you have zera, which is oichol, mayim now went on the oichol, and then afterwards, one of the Shmoyna Shratzim's nevela landed on it. So what's the halacha? Tamehu lochem. And we learn from there that hu tameh, that if a sheretz lands on food that was huchshel lekabel tuma, it makes the food tameh. However, it doesn't give the food the ability to be metama other food. Regardless, the punchline of this drasha is that ain oichel metama oichel. So what's the kasha? If oichel can't be metama oichel anyways, so what's Rav Chinas Kehanim saying? What would be the problem taking basa that's a shlishi latoma and burning it together with basa that's a rishon latoma? Because you'd be moisef toma and not be moisef toma anyways. Because oichel can't be metama oichel. So the Gemara talks this through. Ha nicha, the truth is like this. It's really totally in the machlokes amira. Bishlam according to Abaya, da'ma lo yishanu ala b'chulin. Abaya limited this drasha. He said this is only true by chulin. Abel b'trum v'kachem oitzeke yoitzebay. It's not true. By true men kachim, you could be metama oichel. Okay, so it's very good. If oichel could be metama oichel when it comes to truman kachim, Rav Chinas Kehanim was reporting what happened in the Beis Hamikdash with the basar kachim. So now we understand the chiddush. You have a drasha. Oichel's not metama oichel. Abaya said that's only true by chulin. It's not true by kachim and by truman. Ul Rav Adi Bar Ahava mishmei Rav, and even according to Rav Adi Bar Ahava, who said over the name of Rav, Dama loyshanu elo chulin betruma aval bekachim oitzke yoitzbem, who said that I disagree with Abaya regarding truma, but as it relates to kachim, again, oichel's metama oichel, so shapa, it's very good. Elo the rabbinim which made the rava, but according to Rabbi in the name of rava, the amam mikra male dibar akasov, that this drasha is a full drasha, loishna chulin, loishna truma, loishna kachim, eina oisaka yoitzabai. The halach is that it can never be metama another oichel. If that's the case, mayikil meimar. So what's the chiddush again of Rab Chanina Skana Kehanim? Rab Chanina Skana Kehanim is saying a chiddush. They would burn the rishon latum with the shlishi latum, even though you're being moisef toma latum. You're not. How you being moisef toma latum? Oichel's not metama oichel. If you hold that oichel could be metama oichel by kachim, Abaya said it. Rav Adibar Ahava said in the name of Rava. Okay, so you were dealing with kachim. But according to Ravina, which made the Rava that oichel can't be metama oichel, doesn't matter if it's chul. It doesn't matter if it's truma. It doesn't matter if it's kachim, because mikra mole dibar akos. That oichel is not metama oichel. So then, what's Rav Chinas Kehanim saying? There's no chiddush. What's the big deal? There was no tumah being nitoyseh. So the Gemara says you have to make an akimta in the Mishnah. No, Rav Chinas Kehanim was saying that in the event that you took basa that was a rishon latum and you wanted to burn, and they would burn it together with basa that was a shlishi latum, even when there was mashkin, there was a little bit of rotev, there was a little bit of a sauce. It was wet, and that mashkin that was wet was also a rishon latoma. Oh, that's already a chiddush. The kometama machmas mashkin, because mashkin is metama oichlin. Oichlin is not metama oichlin. But mashkin is metama oichlin, and that was the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kayanim, that they would take basa that's a rishon, they would burn it together with basa that was a shlishi. But the chiddush was that the basa that was a rishon had mashkin on it that was also a rishon, and that already could have been metama the shlishi. Why did they do it? That's what Chanina's Kayanim's chiddush, because they were burning it. I mean, they were burning it. They had no problem. But ihachi, but the Gemara says a very nice kimta. But it's tachuk, because then it's ikka chasam and asefa. Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim used to give the oilam inside information. What happened in the Beis HaMikdash, literally. And he said, this is what went on. And what was the chiddush? They would take basar and basar. They didn't have a problem. The chiddush is not basar and basar. The chiddush is mashkin and basar. You don't even need the basar there. If that's the case, hay im basar shenitma ba'avatuma im ha-basar u'mashkin mi ba'yalei. Rabbi Chanina's Kana should have said mashkin. If the chiddush for chinas gehanim was the mashkin, he should have said mashkin. Elo the Gemara says, forget about mashkin. That's not pshat in Rabbi Chinas gehanim kehanim. Chinas gehanim kehanim was saying a chiddush that the kehanim had no problem taking basa that was a shlishi l'toma and burning it together with basa that was a rishon l'toma. Even though you're making the shlishi into a sheni, how are you making the shlishi into a sheni? I thought oichel's not matama oichel. If oichel's matama oichel by kachem, good. But if oichel's not matama oichel, even by kachem, loich no chulim, loich no chuma, loich no kachem, mikra mala dibir akasim. So what's the chiddush? So you have to say nehidein oichel matama oichel midei raiso. It's true oichel's not matama oichel midei raiso. Aber midirabonim matama. It is matama midirabonim. And that was the chiddush. You're right. There was no chiddush on it. Deiraisa level. Because on a deiraisa level, there was no tumma happening anyways. The reason is because oichel's not matama oichel. But you have to say that it's only medeiraisa that oichel's not matama oichel. And that Rosha, Abaya, Rava, Rav Adabarahav in the name of Rava, Ravina in the name of Rava, this is all on the biblical level. But midirabon and oichel's matama oichel. So at the end of the day, there was a chiddush going on over here. And that was Rav Chanina's answer. Either way, so everyone's heard of the sugya of Rav Chanina's Kana Kayanim. But not everyone knows what Rav Chanina's Kana Kayanim actually said. So this is the halacha of Rav Chanina's Kana Kayanim. What was the halacha? He reported what went on in the Beis HaMikdash. He said, "Mi'meim shal kayhanim lo nimnu mi lisrev es habasa shenitma bevlad atoma im habasa shenitma v'av atoma av api shem moisif en tuma al tumasa." He said, when the kayhanim would burn basar kachem that was tameh, they would take different levels of tumah. They would burn it together. They had no problem taking basa that was a shlishi l'tumah and burning it together with basa that was a rishon l'tumah. Why would you think it should be an issue? Because when the rishon comes in contact with the shlishi, it's going to make it into a sheni. So you're being moisef tumah al tumah. Like qualitatively, you just increase the level of tumah. The dinam of a sheni l'tumah is different than the dinam of a shlishi l'tumah. So you would think, how could you do that? The pasuk says, "Vani hine nasati l'chas mishmeres tru moisai." So Rashi shat the tzarich l'shamrim b'tahira, quoting Gemara in Bechiras, taflan b'dalad amanav. So how do you have a right to go ahead and do this? The teretz is being that they were anyways burning it. So in the context of a sreifa, this was something that they didn't have an issue. Isn't oichel anyways not matama oichel? Yeah, it's true midayraisa. Midayraisa, it's controversial. Whether oichel's matama oichel, abaya, rava, another rava. But midrabbanan for sure oichel's matama oichel. So at the end of the day, this was for sure a chiddush, and that was Rabbi Chanina's Kehanim said. So Rabbi Akiva heard what Rabbi Chanina's Kehanim said, and he was moisef. Hoisef Rabbi Akiva, going back to the Mishnah, and he said, I'm going to tell you more. And the word hoisef means he's doubling down. Meaning, Rabbi Chanina's Kehanim, he's saying a chiddush. Gewaldig. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. I'll tell you something that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, if you think what Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim said is news, wait till you hear what I have to say. Hoisef Rabbi Akiva. He was moisef on the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina's Kana. It's important, that point, because that's the whole next part of the daf. So Rabbi Akiva said, I'll tell you better. If the event that there was shemen, that was truma, that was tameh, the halach is truma tmeya requires straight. It's actually a mitzvah. You're supposed to burn truma tmeya. So what would the Kehanim do? When they would burn it, they had no problem taking a ner that was nitma b'tamei meis, even though they knew that they were being moisef tuma al tumasai. And that's a bigger chiddush, said Rabbi Akiva, than what Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim said. So why is it a bigger chiddush, and what exactly does Rabbi Akiva mean? Zok the Gemara, mechti. Shemen shenifsel b'tful yoy mahafi. So again, what did Rabbi Akiva say? They would take shemen that was tamei. But he didn't just say shemen that was tamei. It was nifsel b'tful yoy. It came in contact with a tful yoin. So this is important. We mentioned in the introduction that not every single thing or person that's tameh, at some point has to go to the mikveh in order for it to be tahar. However, even after a person, let's say, that's tameh, goes to the mikveh, he doesn't become tahar until the sun sets. So he's not going to be tahar until Tzeisak Echavim. What happens from the time that he goes to the mikveh until Tzeisak Echavim? He has a din of a tful yoin. As it relates to our sugi, what we need to know is a tful yoin has a din of a sheni l'toma. Fact. Tful yoin has a din of a sheni l'toma. He has a unique status within the world of sheni l'toma, but he has a din of a sheni l'toma. So if you have shemen shel truma that came in contact with a tful yoin, What is the nature of the tumah of the truma? It's now going to be a shlishi l'tumah. By the way, truma can be a shlishi l'tumah. Only truma and kachim can be a shlishi l'tumah. Only kachim can be a revi l'tumah. Chulin can't even be a shlishi l'tumah if it wanted to. It doesn't matter how hard it tries, it's not possible. Come in contact with all tumah in the world. Can never be a shlishi l'tumah. Truma, however, can be a shlishi l'tumah. So we have truma now. That's a shlishi l'tumah. Okay, what was Rabbi Akiva's report? He said that they would take this shemen that was nifsal b'tvul yoyim, which means it's a shlishi l'tumah, and they would burn it in a ner that was nitma b'tamei meis. Now, the ner she nitma b'tamei meis, this ner that came in contact with a tamei meis, my hava, what level of tumah does it have? A sheni, presumably a sheni l'tumah. Now, we have to stop for 1 second. A meis is a source of tumah. Now, here's a chiddush. A tamei meis is also a source of tumah. It's a very big chiddush. A tamei meis is a source of tumah. You would think a tamei meis should be a vlada tumah. It should be a rishonal tumah. A meis is a source of tumah. Someone that comes in contact with a meis, so he now is someone that derived his tumah from some other source. As a result, he should be a rishonal tumah. It's a very big chiddush. A tamei meis is a source of tumah. Meaning a tamei meis is like a nidra. A tamei meis is like a zav and a zavah and a yeled and a mitzayra. A tamei meis is in and of itself a source of tumah. Which means a tamei meis in the pecking order, in the levels of tumah, is not a vlada tumah, it's not a rishon tumah, it's actually an ava tumah. Which means that if someone or something comes in contact with a tamei meis, with someone himself that came in contact with a meis, meaning we're all, unfortunately, tamei meis, we're all avayis hatumah, right? That's what it is. Because a tamei meis is an av hatumah. So now, the thing that comes in contact with the tamei meis is going to be a rishon l'tumah. Either way, if you have a ner that was nitma, that came in contact from a tamei meis, so my havi, so what is it going to be? A sheni. So my kamashmon, so what's the chiddush? Shlishi mutar la'asos sheni? Haynu hach. What did we do? We took the oil that came in contact with a tefil yoyim, the oil was a shlishi l'tumah. Tefil yoyim is a sheni l'tumah, so the oil is now a shlishi l'tumah. You're putting it in a ner that came in contact with a tamei meis. Tamei meis is an avatumah, which means the ner, the candle itself, is going to be a rishon l'tumah. If the candle is going to be a rishon l'tumah, when the oil that's a shlishi l'tumah comes in contact with the ner that's a rishon l'tumah, what's going to happen to the oil? It's going to become a sheni l'tumah. Okay, it's a very big kiddush, but what's the kasha? I knew hach. That's Rabbi Chinas Kiyanim's kiddush. Why is Rabbi Akiva being moisef on Rabbi Chinas Kiyanim? He's saying it in a different nusach. He's saying it in a different context. He's not talking about kachim. He's talking about truma. Right? There are differences, but at the end of the day, he's saying the same thing. Rabbi Chinas Kiyanim said that you're allowed to take basa that's a shlishi and you're allowed to burn it together with basa that's a rishon. Either shlishi is becoming a sheni. He doesn't care about that. Akiva said the same thing. You can take shemen that's a shlishi and you can burn it inside a ner that's a rishon because it came in contact with an avatoma, so it's a rishon l'toma, which means you're making the shemen into a sheni. So you're going from shlishi to sheni, which means you're being moisef tuma al tumasi. Okay, they're both chedushim, but they're the same chedush. So what's hoisef Rabbi Akiva? What was he being moisef? It's the same exact chedush. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Halcha b'ner shal nat." We're talking about not just any ner, but a ner that's made out of metal. Okay, what's unique about metal? Metal is a tremendous aberration in the world of tumah, but not all tumah. In the world of tumas meis, the Rachmana Amar, because the Torah says bachalal cheref. It says v'chola sheyiga al pnei asada bachalal cheref oy b'meis oy be'etzam adam oy bekevi yitma shivas yomam. Very mysteriously, in the beginning of Parashas Chukas, where the Torah talks about tumas meis, the Torah somehow talks about metal, a metal sword, a blade, as if there's something special about metal. And we learn from there that there is something special about metal. The pasuk says chalal cherev, and we learn that cherev, which is metal, harehu kechalal. So what? If you have a metal ner that would come in contact with someone that's a tamei meis, what would happen to the metal ner? It wouldn't now go down, and its level of tumah wouldn't be diluted, but rather it would take on the same status of tumah as the tamei meis. So if metal touches a meis, the metal gets the tumah of a meis. If metal touches a tamei meis, meaning someone who himself came in contact with a meis, so the metal now gets the din of tumas meis. The point is that when they took the shemen that was a shlishi, and they burnt it in the ner that came in contact with the tamei meis, being that we're making it a kimta, that the ner was really metal. So the metal wasn't, this ner wasn't a rishon l'tumah, it was an avatumah. Because, oh, that's already a big chiddush. Because now you're not just making the shlishi into a sheni, now you're making the shlishi into a rishon, gevaldik. And that's where Rabbi Akiva was being moisef, Rabbi Chinina's Karakianim. Rabbi Chinina's Karakianim said you can make a shlishi a sheni. I saw it happen in the Beis HaMikdash. They took rishon l'tumah and shlishi l'tumah and they burnt it together, gevald. They just took a shlishi, they made it into a sheni. Hoisef, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva came in and he said, Chevra, I'll tell you better. Not only did I see them make a shlishi a sheni, I saw them make a shlishi into a rishon. I saw them take shemen truma that came in contact with a tful yoy, which means it was a shlishi l'tumah. Because a tful yoy is a sheni l'tumah. So it means it's a shlishi l'tumah. And they took a ner that itself came in contact, touched them to a person who was tamei meis, which means it's an avatumah. And they burnt it. What do you mean they burnt it? They took the shemen, which is a shlishi, they made it into a rishon. Oh, that's already a big chiddush. And that's what Rabbi Akiva was being moisif. Zok de Gemara. Umay duchke de Rav Yehuda lo'ukma b'ner shal matras. Meaning, we had a problem, right? We backed into this pshat in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything about a metal net. Rabbi Akiva just was being moisif on what Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kayanim said. And it was understood that if Rabbi Akiva is being moisif, Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kayanim, it must be saying a big chiddush. Now we have a big chiddush. Not only can you make a shlishi into a sheni, that was Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kayanim's chiddush, you can even make a shlishi into a rishon. That's the big chiddush. But the... And how do we get to Rabbi Akiva saying that big a chiddush? By making an oikimta. What's the oikimta? The ner was a ner shel matchas. Now, did Rabbi Akiva say anything about a ner shel matchas? No, he didn't say anything. It's a little dachuk, but we have no choice, right? We're backing into it, because otherwise, what's Rabbi Akiva's chiddush? So the Gemara says, I have another eitzah. What force? Why say this doichik? And say Rabbi Akiva was talking about a ner shel matchas in order to establish the chiddush. You could say maybe Rabbi Akiva is talking about a ner shel cheres. Maybe he just went any ner. Maybe he just meant a ner, like he said. So what then is the chiddush Rabbi Akiva saying? Tell you what the chiddush is. Because the ilu hasam, this geshmak, over there, in the case of kachim, tame v'tame. The ilu hacha, pasol v'tame. So in order to understand this gemara, we need another tiny introduction. The word tame and pasol in the context of Taira means something very specific, very nuanced, but something very different than it means throughout Shas. So usually when you hear the word tame, yeah, I know what tame means. What does pasol mean? Ah, lulav agazel is pasol. You know what pasol means as well. When you're talking about tuma v'tahira, there's a very, very precise nuance that differentiates something that is tame and something that is pasol. When something is tame, it means it's tame, obviously, and it has the ability to be metama, something that's like itself. When something is pasul, it means it's tome. However, its tome is limited in that it doesn't have the ability to be metama something that's like itself. So for example, if you have chulin that's a sheni latoma, is it going to be tome or is it going to be pasul? It's going to be pasul. Why? Because if chulin comes in contact with chulin, it doesn't make it into a shlishi tome. It has no ability to be metama it. So it's pasul. It's tome, which means it's pasul in the context of toma, but at the same time, it doesn't have the ability to be metama itself. Now, just to be clear, if the chulin that's a sheni l'toma would come in contact with truma, it would make the truma into a shlishi l'toma. So something that's pasul could be metama. What makes it pasul and atame is that it can't be metama something that's like itself. So when chulin is at the point that it can't be metama more chulin, we don't call it tame, we call it pasul. Agav, it could be metama truma and gachim, it doesn't matter. But if it can't be metama something like itself, it can't be metama more chulin, we're going to look at it as being pasul. When truma is a shlishi latoma, it's pasul. It's not tame anymore. Why? Because truma, that's a shlishi, can't be metama truma. Because if it would be metama, it would make it into revi. There's no such thing as truma, that's a revi latoma. It could be metama kachim, but it can't be metama truma. And being that it can't be metama truma, we look at it as if it's pasul. Kachim, that's a revi, is going to be pasul. It's not going to be tome, because it can't be metama any more kachim. The point is, there's a nafgamina, here's the punchline, between truma, that's a shlishi latoma, and between kachim, that's a shlishi latoma. When you have truma, that's a shlishi latoma, it's at the end of its rope. It's only pasul, it's not tome. It can't be metama more truma. When you have kachim, that's a shlishi latoma, it's not just pasul, it's really tome. Now let's look at it from a different perspective. If I take now a shlishi latoma and I make it into a sheni latoma, How much did I really change the Toma? If what I took was Kachin, when it was a Shlishi Latoma, was Tame. Now I made it into a Sheni Latoma, Tvaita Tame. So nothing really changed. It was Tame, and now it's Tame. It's Hachaina. It's literally the same thing. If I take Truma, that's a Shlishi Latoma, and I make it into a Sheni Latoma, I changed it. I changed it in a fundamental way. In fact, its label is different. Because when the Truma was a Shlishi Latoma, it wasn't Tame, it was Pasul, because I didn't have the ability to be Matama or Truma. Now that I made it into a Sheni Latoma, it's Tame, it's not Pasul. So there's a fundamental difference. Zokti Gemara, maybe. When Rabbi Akiva was Moisef and Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim, you know what Tahi Safa was? Chanina's Kana Kehanim said that in the base HaMikdash, they used to take Basa that was a Shlishi, they would burn it together, Basa that was a Rishon. Rabbi Akiva was Moisef. He said that they used to take Shemen that was a Shlishi, and they would burn it in a Ner that was a Rishon. What's Tahi Safa? It's the same thing. But you're both saying the same thing, that in the context of Sreifa, you could take a Shlishi and be Moisef Tum Al Tumasai and turn it into a Sheni. Zokti Gemara, you know what the Chilik is. Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim was talking about Kachim, Basa Kachim. Rabbi Akiva was talking about Shemen Shel Truma. There's a big nafkamina because Basar Kachim, that's a Shlishi, is Tameh. So all he's saying is that they would take it from Shlishi L'Sheni, take it from being Tameh as a Shlishi to being Tameh as a Sheni. Okay, that's a little bit of a Chiddush. Rabbi Akiva was saying they even did it by Truma. Truma, that's a Shlishi, is Pasul. If you're taking Truma, that's a Shlishi, that's Pasul, and you're not making it into a Sheni, you're upgrading, you're fundamentally altering the nature of this Tuma, because you're taking it from being Pasul to make it Tame. That's a much bigger Chiddush. So Zok de Gemara, if we're trying to back into what Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush might have been, why do we have to say, Hacha b'mayiskin, we're talking about where the Ner was made out of Matris, and the Ner wasn't a Rishon L'Tuma, it was an Avat Tuma. And what Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush was, over Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim, is not that you can make a Shlishi only into a Sheni, but that you can even make a Shlishi into a Rishon. Don't make such a Kimta. Nukmei b'ner shel cheres. Rabbi Kiva was talking about all Neiros. You know where the Chiddush is? Gevaldik. The Chiddush is the Ilu Hassam. Where's Hassam, Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim? Tameh v'tameh. Both Basars were Tameh. As a result, maybe that's why it's okay. But the Ilu Hacha, Pasal v'tameh. But over here, the Shemet Shel Truma was Pasal. And the Ner, even if it's a Ner Shel Cheres, at the end of the day, is Tameh. And you're going to go ahead now, and you're going to make the Truma that was a Shlishi, which is only Pasal, into a Sheni, which is Tameh. Maybe that's the Chiddush. So again, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to make the Akimta that we're talking about in Ner Shel Matches to establish Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush? Even without the Akimta, we have Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush. I'm a Rava said, I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda had a diak in the Mishnah. My iru the tani ner shenitma b'tamei meis. Why do you need that the ner became tamei through Tumas meis? Rabbi Akiva's example was super precise. Akiva didn't just say a shlishi and a rishon. That's what Chinas Skanu Keanim said. Right, he had a shlishi. He didn't get involved in what type of tuma we were talking about. Rabbi Akiva's case was much more precise. The shemen came in contact with a tful yoyim, and Ner came in contact with a tamei mace. What do we need all this for? What's nisnisha nitma b'sheretz? What would be if the Ner came in contact with a sheretz? You'd end up in the same place. It'd be the same rishon l'toma. So why did he? If the Ner is a good old fashioned rishon l'toma, and the chiddush is you can take it from pasul to tamei and make the shlishi into a sheni, then why do we need to get involved in the nature of the toma? Why do we need that it should be a tamei mace? It could be a tuma sheretz. Ella, must be there's something special about a mace. Ezu davar shechalukah tumasim and tumas mace l'sheretz haviyayim is a matches. Must be he meant something unique to tumas mace, which is the halacha of Bechalal Cherev, that Cherev Areu Kecholo, which probably means that we have to make an Akimta. We were talking about a metal Ner, that's why he wanted Tumas Meis. And if that's the case, what was the Chiddush? That the Ner is an Avatuma, and the Chiddush then will be that not only can you make a Shlishi into a Sheni, but you can even make a Shlishi into a Rishon. Amar Rava. Rava says, Shmami, no, one thing you can for sure see from here. It's Kesov Rabbi Akiva, Tumas Mashkin, Latami Acherim Deiraisa. Kiva must hold that the ability that Mashkin has to be Matama other things is a Deiraisa. Now, the truth is that in order to fully appreciate this, we have to learn the Gemaras that are coming up later, because the Gemara is going to have a major Machlokes Tanaim, big discussion, whether or not the concept that Mashkin has the ability to be Matama. I mean, everything technically could be Matama or something else, but Mashkin is separate, right? Mashkin is a very unique subcategory within the world of Tumah V'Tahira. And there's a man Dhamma that holds that Mashkin doesn't have the ability to be Matama. Nothing. You can have the most tumma mashkim in the world. It doesn't have the ability to amid deraisa. The rabbanon, yeah, but amid deraisa. So Rava said, I'm taking away one thing from Rabbi Akiva. He must hold that the ability that mashkin has to be matama something else is a deraisa. Why? Because these look daitach the rabbanon. Because if you're going to tell me that tumas mashkin only has the ability to be metame. Again, it could for sure become tame midairaisa. The question is if it could be metame midairaisa. If you tell me it can't be metame midairaisa, call me tame the rabbana mechti. So again, what was Rabbi Akiva's chiddush? I understand. Hai ner, maikoma hanyula hai shemen. What exactly is this ner doing to the shemen? Right? You have this whole chiddush over here that the ner is taking the shemen from a shlishi latoma, it's making it into a sheni, or maybe making it into a rishon. What's the big deal? What's really changing? Ilif sule gufe, if the hisafas toma that's taking place over here is the fact that it's becoming pasul, hapasul v'kai. It's anyways pasul. It's anyways tamei, right? In terms of it itself being a problem, it's anyways a problem. So if that's the case, must be that what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that now that it's on a higher madrega of tuma, now it has the ability to be metama. But bishloima, if it could be metame midairaisa, so I understand it. But if it can't be metame midairaisa, then what's the chiddush? It's tame anyway, so that's not changing. Elamai, oh, because now you just changed its level of tumah, so now it's going to be impacted in terms of its ability to be metame. So Rava said, bishloima, if mash can be metame midairaisa, okay, so the shema, which is a mashka, now it could be metame midairaisa. But if an eris can't be metame, so if Gemara says, 1 second, mimai double tama chemid rabbanon. What kind of raya is that? Rabbi Kiva was bavarning the rabbanon. Who said he was bavarning the raya? So Gemara imid rabbanon. Because if you only met the rabbanon, I would say, my iri ba avatoma, why did it have to come in contact with an avatoma? Again, we made an akimta that the ner that the Shema was being burnt in was an avatoma. Why was it? How can it never be an avatoma? It's because it was made out of metal and it came in contact with the person that was Tomei Meis. As a result, it has a din of someone that's Tomei Meis. And we're saying a chiddush. The chiddush is you can take the shlishi and make it into a rishon. Why is that a chiddush? When rishon is a whole different deal. Now it could be metama, it'll be midirabanon. But the Gemara's kash is that if we're dealing with the mashkin being able to be metame b'drabanon, so why would I need it to come in contact with an avatoma for it to be metame b'drabanon? Afilo v'rishon v'sheni nami t'chila haven. This is an important halacha. The halacha, again, mashkin is such a unique halacha, and that is that mashkin is something that midrabanon, again, midday raisa, it for sure becomes tame. Could it be metame something else midday raisa? That's a shayla. Al ze'o nudonin. Midrabanon, however, it could for sure be matama. Not only could it for sure be matama midrabanon, when mashkin becomes tame, doesn't matter what level of tame it is, midrabanon, it always becomes a rishon l'tuma. Which means that on the rabanon level, there's no difference between mashkin that comes in contact with an avatoma or mashkin that comes in contact with a sheni l'tuma. It's the same thing. They're both rishon l'tumas. Very big chiddush. Mashkin midrabanon is always a rishon l'tuma. So what's the kasha? That if we're dealing on a durabanon level, and Rabbi Akiva's chiddush was is that they would take the shemen that was a shlishi and burn it together with the matchis that was an avatoma. What's the chiddush? You're making it into a rishon l'tuma. Why is it a chiddush that you're making it into a rishon l'tuma? It's tame anyways. Oh no, now it could be metama. 1 second. Midday raisa mashkin can't be metama. And midrabanon? Anything that it would come in contact with would give it the ability to be metama. So if anything it would come in contact with, it would have the ability to be metama. So why do you need to tell me that it was okay to put it in contact with something that was tamei meis? If you would have had an evidence that they burnt it together with sheni l'tuma, it would have been the same exact chiddush. Meaning, why do we need it to be burnt together with the avatoma to bring out this chiddush that we had no problem making it into a rishon l'tuma midrabanon? Anytime this comes in contact with something, it's going to be a rishon l'tuma midrabanon. Now, just to bring out one other point, isn't this anyways tamei tumas mashkin midrabanon where it could be metama? So vaita, what are you being moisif? Right, you had shemen shel truma that was tamei, and you're being moisif tuma by putting it in contact with an avatoma. Not being Moisef Tumah Midei Raisa, maybe. That's what we're discussing over here. If you could be Moisef Tumah Midei Raisa. But for sure being Moisef Tumah Midei Rabban. How are you being Moisef Tumah Midei Rabban? Just Pashup Shad. It's anyways, if Mashkin is always a Rishon L'Tumah, so it's anyways a Rishon L'Tumah. So we're being Moisef Tumah, right? If Mashkin always becomes, anytime Mashkin comes, Tumah becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. So it's anyways a Rishon L'Tumah. The Teretz is, there's one exception to this. One time that Mashkin doesn't become a Rishon L'Tumah. And that is if it comes in contact with a Tfol Yom. The Gemara is about to quote that Halach in 1 second. So we have Mashkin now that's a Shlishi L'Tumah. Simon deraisa, Simon derabbanan, has no ability to be matama. Rabbi Akiva is saying a chiddush that they would take this mashkin that was a shlishi l'tuma and they would burn it together with they burn in a ner that was an avatuma. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that, what do you mean? You're upgrading the tumah. So Rava said, must be that Rabbi Akiva holds that mashkin can be matama mideraisa. Because if mashkin can be matama mideraisa, why does he have to get involved in the fact that they would burn it together with an avatum? Even if it was a rishon and a sheni latum, you would see the same exact chiddush. Because the minute mashkin comes in contact with a rishon or a sheni, it automatically reverts to being a rishon latumah. So you end up being moist of the same level of tumah without putting in contact with an avatumah. So it says the Gemara, the Tanan, how do we know this halacha? That any time mashkin comes in contact with tuma, it becomes a rishon l'tuma. Call a poisel as a truma. Anything that's poisel truma. What's poisel truma? What does that mean? So we know what that means now. A sheni l'tuma can make a truma a shlishi l'tuma, which means it makes the truma poisel as opposed to tuma. Because if we were dealing with a rishon l'tuma, it wouldn't be poisel as a truma. It would be metama the truma. Rather than poisel and truma, poisel is where I can't be metama something like me. So when we're talking about something that's poisel truma, that thing by definition is a sheni latoma. Because truma psula is a shlishi latoma, by definition. So the thing that's poisel truma is a sheni latoma. So kala poisel as a truma metama mashkin li es tchila. It makes the mashkin into a rishon latoma. Chutz mi tfol yayim. That's what we mentioned earlier. With the exception of a tfol yayim. Either way, so from the fact that Rabbi Akiva came on to say his chiddush, and he said that the shema was being burnt in a ner, that was an avatum, shmamino de raisa, must be, he holds that tumas mashkin, the ability for mashkin to be metama, is a din de ay raisa. Either way, this is the first daf of a 7-daf series, the sugya of Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim, and what's the halacha of Chanina Skana Kehanim? That when the Kehanim were burning kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, they had no problem taking kachim that was a shlishi l'tuma and burning it together with kachim that was a rishon l'tuma. Why would you think it's a chiddush? Because they're making the shlishi into a sheni. They're being moisef tuma al tumasa, stating that they didn't mind. Why? Because they were burning it anyways. And based on the fact that they were burning it, it was okay. Rabbi Akiva heard what Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim said. Hoisef Rabbi Akiva says, I'm going to add to that. I saw even a big chiddush happen in the Beis HaMikdash. What did I see? I saw them take truma that was a shlishi l'tuma, and I saw them burn it inside a ner, inside a candelabra that was an avatuma. How do you have a candelabra? It's an avatuma. It was made out of metal. It came in contact with a mace, and cherev areu kuchala. As a result, it had a din of an avatuma. I mean, not only did they take a shlishi and make it into a sheni, I saw them take a shlishi and make it into a rishon, which obviously is a big chiddush. Rava said, agav urchi, by the way, Shma minam Rabbi Akiva. You see, for Rabbi Akiva, he must hold this idea of mashkin being metama must be a deraisa de gedin. Because Tumas Mashkin is a complicated halacha, as we saw from the few lines of Tumas Mashko here on Amid Beis. But it's something that's complicated, it's controversial if it has the ability to be metama mid deraisa. Ironically, some hold that it can't be metama at all mid deraisa. However, mid rabbanon, it's even more chamer, because when mashkin comes in contact with a sheni, it could be it even becomes a rishon. But Rabbi said one thing for sure, I see. Shma minam Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is halacha kri, Rabbi Akiva mechaveru. So Rabbi Akiva holds something, right? You have to stop and listen. So Shmami no Rabbi Akiva, that he holds that the ability that Mashke has to be metama must be a din de'oraisa.